It means that there is going to be divided government for the remaining 2 years of President Obama's term. It means that working together between Republicans and Democrats is now no longer optional, and that there's going to be greater pressure on the president to reach out, since it's his legacy and his administration that's at stake here.
Could this maybe be a good thing for both parties? I know that, you know, a lot of people seem to think that President Clinton did his best work when he had an all-Republican Congress.
I think so, and I think there are a couple of things. Number one, one of the things that was so striking was that the Republicans ran a lot of very, very good candidates in this election. They did not have the, you know, the Todd Akin or the Christine O'Donnell problem that they had previously, and that definitely indicates a greater seriousness about actually governing as opposed to making political points or winning an election. There are going to be some areas where they and the president can work together. It remains to be seen how much interest there is on either side in finding those areas of agreement.
What do you make of the Virginia election where, I mean, it appears that Warner's going to hold on, but that Gillespie, you know, he was ahead for most of the night. What do you make of the Virginia election, Ed, for Senate, and what does that mean?
I think it means primarily that Virginia is a purple state. After the last presidential election and then the governor's race, there were some analysts that wanted to color us in blue, but I think we're deep, deep purple here. I think that's part of what it means. It also means that Mark Warner was in greater difficulty than he thought, particularly when the connection was made between his actions and the Phil Puckett resignation.
Do you think that really resonated with people?
That is when the polls started moving, is when that connection was made. Ed Gillespie had drawn a link between Mark Warner and President Obama for weeks, maybe months, and really didn't see a whole lot of movement in the polls, 9 points behind, 10 points behind. But when Warner was linked with that whole Phil Puckett resignation, that's when things started moving for Ed Gillespie. And another week of campaigning, it might very well have been a different outcome.
Interesting. Do you think this is going to force Warner to vote any differently, maybe to have him tack away from President Obama a little bit?
I think so, and I think that there'll be a number of opportunities, more opportunities for Democrats to do that. Harry Reid, when he was majority leader, protected, that was his term, Democrats from having to make difficult votes. Consequently, the only votes they were able to take were sort of pro forma ones, and they were things that the president wanted. Had Harry Reid acted differently, Gillespie wouldn't have been able to say that Warner voted with Obama 97% of the time.
You think this puts more pressure on maybe even Hillary Clinton to run in 2016, you know, where the Democrats may be looking as desperate to get some, to hold on to some chamber of the government?
Well, actually, I'm not sure it will have that impact. Most of the candidates around the country for whom Hillary Clinton campaigned in the last few weeks lost yesterday. One of the stories about this election that's just starting to be told this morning is the likely impact on Hillary Clinton's future, and it's not as bright today as it was 2 or 3 days ago.
Does this put pressure on the Republicans now, Ed, to perform, to put an avalanche of bills on the president's desk to prove that, you know, the problem with the deadlock or inaction was, you know, the infighting in the chambers?
Yes, I think that the Republicans are going to face a great pressure to actually govern. The calendar for the Senate Republicans 2 years from now in 2016 is very, very unfavorable. The only way that Republicans are going to be able to overcome that and maintain their majority is to show that they can be trusted with that majority and that good things can happen because of that majority. That means that sending bills to the president's desk that the president can sign and not sending bills to his desk that are just to make a political point or to embarrass him or try to put him in a box. It's time for the Republicans to govern.
You know, this what happened last night, this is not unusual or historic, is it? I mean, it seems like, I think I heard last night that going back 100 years, every time but three, the party with the president in power has lost ground.
What is different about last night is not that the president's party lost ground in the sixth year of a presidency, but how much ground they lost and how much the Republicans were able to pick up. That they picked up 12 House of Representatives seats when so many House districts were were set gerrymandered by party the last time around is remarkable, and picking up at least 7, and depending on what happens in Alaska and Louisiana, possibly 8 or 9 Senate seats. 8 or 9 Senate seats is unusual. That's an unusual swing in the United States Senate. And historic, you know, everything is called historic at one time or another, but it certainly is unusual.
How much of this do you think was dissatisfaction with President Obama versus ideas that the Republicans were putting forth?
Oh, I think most of it had to do with dissatisfaction, not only with President Obama, but with the current state of the country. You look at the polls, are we on the right track or on the wrong track? And it's very heavily on the wrong track. I think there was a lot of protest voting going on, and there was not a single unified Republican message other than perhaps repeal the Affordable Care Act. But other than that, the Republicans really didn't go for that. They were hoping for an anti-Obama vote, and they got it.
And the last thing is, Ed, but do the Republicans have to make sure that they don't overplay their hand, that they just, you know, put forth ideas or bills that are just going to really rally the Democrats again?
Yes, I think they do need to show, the Republicans need to show that they can govern. They need to show that they can pass bills and get bills to the president's desk that are going to change things for the better. One of the early signs that that sort of cooperative spirit is going to be in the air is going to be on fast-tracking free trade. This is something the president wants, to be able to sign a free trade agreement and get it fast-tracked. It was the Democrats in the Senate who blocked the president on this. It would be, could be an early sign of cooperation between Republicans and Democrats if they choose to go that way.
Do you think they'll tackle immigration?
Immigration is going to be a lot harder. I think that if now a Republican Senate is willing to handle that issue piecemeal, maybe start with greater security, and then we'll talk about citizenship, and then we'll talk about a guest worker program, then I think there can be progress. But if the president continues to insist on one giant comprehensive bill, there has got to be a greater level of trust for that, and that level of trust just doesn't exist right now.